This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Border to Border, the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Voted on by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association, the award-winning Wendy's Big Show.
Let's get ready to rock. Let's get ready to go. Get set. Hooray! Get up. Hey! Let's get it on with
the Wendy's Big Show.
Oh, showtime, baby.
Play some ball.
Showtime.
This is the Wendy's Big Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Badger and Packers running back Gary Ellerson, and the inventor of the Lambeau Leap, Leroy Butler.
Well, it's the Big Show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight. Oh. Yeah, it's the Big Show.
Welcome in, Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh. The Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, the former Packer and Badger running back, Detroit Lion 2. You know, I guess I never really asked you this, and I've been at your house for Thanksgiving. So, on Thanksgiving, are you rooting for the Lions when they're not playing the Packers?
Yeah.
Right? Yes?
Yeah.
So, it still means something to you, even though you weren't there very long, necessarily.
Yeah, but I mean, that's if you start talking about the NFL and you start talking about traditions inside the NFL, it's one of the biggest traditions that NFL has is Detroit. Now, although they've never really been good on Thanksgiving, we were horrible that year on Thanksgiving. They brought in a psychiatrist to talk to us and the Chiefs. We were both were bad that year to see what our mindset was to go inside the game. What's the guy with the beard play football, Steve?
Dave Craig?
No, he was an offensive lineman. And he also played on Little House on the Prairie, too.
Merlin Olsen
did the game.
You looked at Plucker like he knew anything about Little House on the Prairie.
Yeah, I probably shouldn't look at him.
Got no idea.
I read the books when I was a kid.
He read the books.
Oh, good.
How
okay,
about that?
Good.
And right. Merlin Olsen had a crew come in, and they were interviewing both teams to try to see what our mindset was to play this game on national television. It was a mess.
You wouldn't want to bring a therapist near me. Okay, time for our guy, Mr. Christmas, Ryan Wood.
It's time to find out the latest from Green Bay with Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette. Brought to you by the Thomas Marola Law Offices.
Divorce, child custody, and any other family law needs. Go with experience. Go with Thomas Marola. Online at marolalaw.net or call 414-327-5800.
And just like that, Ryan Wood joins us for his Tuesday appearance here on the Wendy's Big Show on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider Tire and Drivers right now. For more info, call them 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. Ryan, thanks so much for coming on. Appreciate it.
Mr. Christmas, huh?
You like that?
No.
Oh.
No, I've got some nicknames on this show. You know, Rami and now Bart have taken to calling me that dude. I don't think anybody's ever going to confuse me for Mr. Christmas.
Once you come to my house, we're gonna change your life forever. That's what's gonna happen. We're gonna change your life forever.
I love that you keep sending me these texts too.
Yeah, I am. Yeah, I continue to work on you little by little, and
Eventually, we'll get you into the house. And
you trying to get everybody to your house?
Because people make fun of me and think I'm nuts. But I think if people actually came and checked it out, I think people's mind would be changed. You'd be like, this is actually pretty freaking awesome. But until you get there, it sounds crazy.
Are you going to start like seeing Christmas carols on the air the closer we get to Christmas? I'm here for that.
Last couple of years, we haven't. But I'm down for doing it. As far as having bumper music that's like Christmas music, right? Leading up to Christmas? Yeah. Yeah, I'm down for that. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, Ryan, explain the David Bakhtiari situation, if you could, please, because word came out from Tom Pelissero this morning that he had some type of scope or whatever here recently. We don't know when recently was, or at least he didn't say. But then we just had Ross Tucker on, our Odyssey NFL insider, former lineman, Westwood One radio analyst, and so forth. And he said that probably means something did not go right with that surgery, why you would have to get a scope after that happens, and that in some cases, one scope sometimes leads to other scopes, and it becomes a maintenance thing for the next couple of years, and you're always kind of battling it going forward. What did you take away from this whole thing?
Well, I think the biggest takeaway in the short term is that David Bakhtiari is expected to return, because if he didn't, and if David Bakhtiari can't return this season, and they don't have Elton Jenkins as well, that's a season changer. That left side of the offensive line goes from David Bakhtiari, Elton Jenkins, to Josh Nyman and John Runyon Jr. This team ain't getting the Super Bowl. All right, Josh Nyman and John Runyon are fine players, but they're not an all-pro left tackle, Pro Bowl left guard combination. So I think they need one of them to get to where they want to go. If David Bakhtiari, and that's the report, is that he's expected to be able to return by the stretch run. If he's able to do that, that's a good thing for this team. But the other part of that is, you know, Matt LaFleur said point blank, it's not a setback. And when you have a surgery, it's a literal setback.
Yes.
It is what it is.
Yes.
This is a setback. Now, it doesn't mean that it's necessarily a problem. It doesn't mean that it isn't a problem. We don't know if it's a problem or not. But it's a setback. This is not what was the plan. This is a setback for David Bakhtiari, and this is another thing that he will have to overcome. And David Bakhtiari being David Bakhtiari, we all know this. I mean, he's as talented and as competitive as it comes. I don't think it's a wise bet to bet against him overcoming this, but it is a setback.
Here's the thing, Woody. If you're having a scope, normally that's a 4-week deal there that you're out for. And and do you want to rush him back before 4 weeks? I don't think that you do.
I think if you're the Packers, the only thing you care about at this point is let me rephrase. The first thing you care about is David Bakhtiari's long-term health of his knee.
Yes.
That's the most important thing.
That's the most important thing, yes.
But if you can get him back at any point this season without jeopardizing that, if that's possible, the only thing you care about is whether or not he plays in January. Just get him back for the playoffs. Get him at full capacity for the playoffs. So you can get through the regular season without David Bakhtiari and Elton Jenkins. You need at least one of them, and Elton Jenkins ain't coming back. So
no.
You need David Bakhtiari for the playoffs.
Real quick, can you do a little small timeline here? Because he came back, right, in practice, correct? And then you guys just didn't see him anymore.
It was the Friday, two Fridays ago, so I believe the Friday before Seattle.
Okay.
When he all of a sudden was not on the field. He had practiced the previous Thursday, and then he did not practice at all last week. So we're talking now 4 straight practices that he's not practiced. So theoretically, the surgery would have happened sometime since then.
Right.
So this is, I guess, where I'm kind of going with this, and we're going to talk more about this in the next hour. But what did the Packers do to compensate for not having Bakhtiari or Elton Jenkins against Aaron Donald and Von Miller and the rest of this Rams front seven?
Well, it's not the first rodeo with this group, right?
No.
I mean, they did this against Bosa. They did this against, T.J. Watt this season. So Josh Nyman's played pretty well for a third-string left tackle. Now, he's a third-string left tackle, so they've had to change their offense. They've had to do more protections. it's worth noting that they also don't have Robert Tonyan, right? Because Robert Tonyan was a big part of early season, what they were able to do from maxing protection. He'd really, his numbers weren't what they had been last year, although I think that had he stayed healthy, that would have changed. But Robert Tonyan had really made leaps and bounds as a blocker this season before his torn ACL, and that had really helped Josh Nyman. I think you're going to see a lot of Mercedes Lewis lined up next to Josh Nyman. You know, there's things that they can do to get around it, but yeah, this is not a great defensive front to be facing with a third-string left tackle and a backup left guard.
Because the thing is, when you have a third-string tackle, okay, I can chip, I can do different things. When I've got a man-eating defensive tackle with inexperience in the middle between the guards and the center, yeah, you can double him and do the best you can, but that's going to create other problems, especially if they can hold the double and he splits them and creates problems in the backfield. That's my issue. If it was one pass rusher on the outside, I don't think I'd be as concerned. But when you have pass rushers on the outside and the guy in the middle that's better than everybody involved, that's where I get concerned.
Hey, Aaron Rodgers better be getting rid of that ball this week. And if it's like it was the first half Sunday, that might be an issue.
It's going to be a world of hurt.
Yeah, and not only that, but the all game against Seattle.
Yes.
It just he wasn't getting rid of the football. Now, if it's like it was the second half, might be okay because something clicked there late in the first half, and it was almost like Aaron Rodgers' absence from the field because of COVID-19, because of the toe injury, the reps that he wasn't getting to knock off the rust, he was getting it in snaps and they were accumulating, and all of a sudden he was looking like Aaron Rodgers again. So if he's able to build on that, even with likely limited, if any, practice this week, just having those snaps under his belt to knock off the rust, that could go a long way this week.
And also, when we talk about this, what are they going to do without these guys? I think it's, you're right, Mercedes Lewis. I think it's Josiah DeGura. I think he's going to play a big role in this. I think you've got to go max protection, meaning that A.J. Dillon now becomes another blocker for you and then maybe leak out from that. I've been saying Dillon's got to get at least 25-plus touches. I think that's the only way it works. If they're looking to throw the football 40 times, I think they're in trouble.
I think he needs to get 20 carries. I think in this – type of case, it's not just touches, it is carries, it is running the football. And I get that, you know, he had 17 touches in Minnesota, and six of them were catches, and it was kind of like an extension of the run game because they were checkdowns. But they need to run the football, and they need to give it to him, right? So you look at the breakdown, the comparison between him and Dalvin Cook this past week. Dalvin Cook had 22 carries for 86 yards. He did not go off. I mean, Dalvin Cook has ripped this Packers defense to shreds in the past. He didn't do that. Not even close to that, right? 86 on 22. But the fact that he had 22 carries was a big part of the Vikings being able to completely blow up this Packers secondary with Justin Jefferson. Because 22 carries, the Packers defense had to respect that run game. You got 11 carries with A.J. Dillon, literally half of what Dalvin Cook had. That is not enough.
No.
They need to get very close, if not over, that 20 carry mark with A.J. Dillon to have that viable run game and that run threat to have balance on that offensive side.
All right, real quick, two things. The availability of Aaron Jones, is he out? And also, Rashawn Gary, what do you know about him still early in the week, though?
Matt LaFleur said there's definitely a chance that Aaron Jones could play. With that said, I think there's also definitely a chance that they'll get closer to that bye later this week and think, maybe give him another, right? So, we'll have to see if he's going to practice or not. There's a chance, but it surprised me somewhat if Aaron Jones played. So we'll have to see. Rashawn Gary, he tried to go last week. He was limited in practice every day. He ultimately couldn't go, and I think that huge monster of a brace that he had over his hyperextended right elbow, really restrictive thing, might have had something to do with it. Makes sense to give him another week, and maybe not that he's not going to have to play with a brace, but maybe something that he can actually execute a swim move in, you know, and not look like the bubble boy. That might help. So we'll see. We'll see if he's on the practice field this week. But you know, the thing hanging over every decision's head this week is that bye's coming up, and you get that opportunity to give another week of rest, and this team desperately needs the bye.
All right, so you wanted some Christmas music here on the way out. So how do you like this song?
is that?
Hold on. So do you like that song? Ryan Wood. Did Ryan Wood hang up?
Yeah, he hung up.
It was so bad he hung up.
Yeah. He's gone.
Ryan, are you there?
No, he's gone, dude.
Wow. That's not a very good thing. You were so bad Ryan Wood hung up in karaoke?
Yeah, I would have hung up too.
I literally got a request. Travis said, hey, what about karaoke Christmas?
Of course you
I was like, I always forget. Yeah. So I called it up, played for Ryan Wood, and then he hangs up the phone on us. Man, that's not very nice at all. That's disrespectful to Gary Ellis.
Maybe you were blasting that in his ears too. That could have been pretty loud.
Could have pulled the phone away from his ear. It just hangs up. That wasn't nice. Follow Ryan on Twitter at @ByRyanWood. He was on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider's hiring drivers right now. For more info, call him 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. Coming up next, he's still having dreams of a Super Bowl for this injury-depleted Packers football team. We'll discuss straight ahead here on the Wendy's Big Show.
Wisconsin-wide, the Big Show Radio Network.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh. Don't forget, when the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. They embarrassed the Magic last night. They were up by over 50 points at one point. When the Bucks win, you win. After every Bucks win, stop by any participating Wisconsin Wendy's for a free small Frosty. No purchase necessary. This offer is only good for 24 hours after win, so you have to act fast. Go now. Go right now. Just get in your car, leave us on, and drive to Wendy's and get yourself the free small Frosty. When the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. Sparky, Gary Ellerson, Dan Plucker, executive producer, still to come. Corbin Burns, Brewers NL Cy Young pitcher, will lead off the last hour of the show. Looking forward to talking to Corbin Burns again. We had him on, what was that, September? I think we had him on during that stretch run towards the playoffs. We had Corbin on the show, so looking forward to having him back on the show coming up. So are you still having dreams of a Super Bowl for the Packers as the injuries continue to mount one after another here, and it doesn't seem like it's slowing down, which is definitely not good for the Green Bay Packers. So are you still having those dreams of a Super Bowl for the Packers? The Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Experience online car buying on your terms with Van Horn Direct, and you can also, of course, tweet us at Big Show Network. Gary Ellerson, you had the vision, you had the dream that they were going to a Super Bowl, winning it, and Aaron Rodgers would stay with the Green Bay Packers going forward. Are you still feeling confident in the dream that you had?
Yeah, I am, until I see different. I mean, of course, they lose to Minnesota. That didn't really change my mind. We got Elgton Jenkins goes down. He's out for the year. Didn't change my mind. David Bakhtiari didn't change my mind. I still think they can win with what they got. I think they've been in this situation already before this year. What is it? Josh Nightman.
Yep.
Over at left tackle. They've been there. And so I think they're prepared, equipped to handle it. You know, it's going to be about 12. I think it's got to be a different game plan, though, in order for it to happen and to take place. You still got Devontae Adams. You still got 12. You still got MVS. I mean, Aaron Jones is going to come back. They still have a lot of weapons offensively. They can get it done. I really think my only concern would be defense. Like, Gary has to come back. He has to be, to me now, I guess you would ask him what would be most important. Is it missing Bakhtiari? Is it missing Jenkins? I still think they got enough offensively. But defense is where they've been winning for the most part this year. They've got to get Gary back defensively in order for them to be what they can be to get to the Super Bowl. That's my only scary thought about this. And really, a good Mason Crosby down the stretch would help as well.
I'm not going to be able to handle Mason Crosby missing a kick in the postseason and costing them a game.
And that's
like
an issue.
That's
an issue, Steve.
And do you know why I think it is? Because he's a super good dude.
Yeah.
He's been here forever.
Yeah.
And then to have that possibly be the last member you have, if they decide to move on from him after this year, of him missing a kick in a Super Bowl or in a playoff game, that would be horrible.
Yeah.
I mean, he's had a great career. You don't want to see it end like that. Mm-mm. And that's why I'm scared of this whole thing. And y'all make fun of me for my back spasm idea yesterday about him just missing this game with quote-unquote back spasms and get ready for Chicago and give him a couple weeks just to kind of get his mind right again. Because it appears to be mental. It doesn't appear. I mean, we talked to Chester Markle yesterday. And if you missed that interview, you missed it. So go back, listen to it. BigShowNetwork.com. He was really good. Yeah. Hit rewind on the Odyssey app, AUDACY. You should be able to get that. Anything within 24 hours of when it aired on the Big Show, you can go back and get. Otherwise, again, BigShowNetwork.com. He kind of made it seem like he thinks it's mental too, Gary.
He does.
He was also concerned about how much he kicks in pregame as well. But he's done that, I think, forever. But if it's mental, I don't know.
See, you came up.
The last time he got in this funk, he never got out of it the whole year.
Yeah, you came up with this cocky mamie idea yesterday about just letting him sit, faker injury, back injury, blah, 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 blah. Do you know how many people agree with you on that?
Quite a few.
I'm riding in today. I hear, what's the guy's name, Steve, on with Bart Winkler?
Toby Altizer.
Not Altizer.
There's Paul Imig was on.
Paul Imig.
Yeah, Paul Imig was in. On
verbatim. Verbatim.
Yep.
Said the same thing you said. Now, players, see, that's why we less than 1%. Nobody thinks like us. I mean, you are a fan. Folks think like that.
Okay, how about this? I got another idea.
And for me, that's like just crazy. Fake an injury, bring in another kicker, then cut him or whatever, bring him back the following week. For a player is absolutely nuts, but fans think that they think like that.
I'll give you another one. Since you didn't like that, I got another one.
Of course.
I got another one. Need some time. Taking some time away from football.
No.
You're not faking an injury. You're taking time away to get your head right.
No.
So you're ready for the Bears game in 2 weeks. Nobody's lying. Nobody's faking anything. He's just taking some time away.
No.
And they're going to bring a kicker in for a week, and he'll be ready for the Bears game.
No.
That's fine, right?
No.
There's nothing unethical about that?
No. It's not even unethical. You just got to work your way through it.
We go back in history. He never got himself out of it the whole year.
I understand.
And
I understand.
Okay.
You're right.
I just don't want a Super Bowl cost by a kicker. Are you still having dreams of a Super Bowl for the Packers? The Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648. You can also tweet us at Big Show Network. Listening on the Odyssey app, AUDACY in Chicago, is Phil. Phil, you're next on the Wendy's Big Show with Gary Ellerson and me, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. What's up, Phil?
Hey, guys. So before the season, I didn't think they were going to be in Super Bowl contention. Because I thought things were going to kind of fall apart a little bit based off of what happened with the whole Rodgers thing over the summer and stuff like that. But then I heard that Gary, my favorite guy at the Big Show, by the way.
Yeah, of course.
I heard that he had that dream.
Yeah.
And that dream only happened one at a time, and they won the Super Bowl. So then I was like, all right, we got some. And then I read something yesterday on Facebook. I don't know if you guys saw this. I think you guys did. But somebody said, posted in 1996, the Green Bay Packers lost on the road to the Vikings and the Chiefs, which we just did, right?
Yeah.
Through 11 games, they were 8-3. They were depleted by injuries. The key left tackle spot required multiple players to fill in, but they had the reigning NFL MVP at quarterback. Same situation.
Whoa.
That's really good, Phil.
Whoa.
I did not see that. That's really good.
Whoa,
good
Phil.
Job, Phil.
Oh, that's a nugget.
That's really good, Phil. That makes me feel better.
Whoa,
that makes
Phil.
Me feel a lot better.
Where's that at?
That's on Facebook. As a matter of fact, I will forward it over to you, Gary, if I can.
Right.
I think we're
forward to it. Is it Big Show Network, Steve? What do we got there?
Yeah, Big Show Network too. But he's gonna forward it over to you because you're friends on Facebook. He says.
Okay.
So that's good, too. All right, Phil.
Whoa.
Well, good. So that makes me feel a lot better.
Whoa.
Why didn't Roy bring this up when he was in here yesterday?
That's a nugget.
That's really good stuff.
That's a nugget.
That's good.
That's it. Look at you. Look at your face.
I feel
it.
Better going
yeah.
into Thanksgiving now, Phil. I'll eat a little bit better, Phil.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Hey.
That's a nugget.
I like that.
Yeah.
History repeats itself maybe a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
I like that. That's just too – that's a lot of good stuff there.
But again, no.
I didn't have that dream in 96.
No Pro Bowl All-Pro corner.
Nope.
No best edge rusher in Za'Darius Smith.
Nope.
No all pro whatever left guard slash left tackle possibly if Bakhtiari doesn't come back. I mean, you've got a lot of really good players to overcome here.
Yep.
A lot.
Yep.
And Aaron Jones, by the way, Ryan Wood brought up, you know, maybe Aaron Jones plays this week. Don't play him. Do not play him. There's no reason to. Just wait until after the bye week. Make sure he's good and let him play against the Bears. There's no reason to play him in this game. Just let Rodgers get hurt. That's all I ask in this game. Mike, south side of Milwaukee, you are next here on the Wendy's Big Show with Gary and Sparky. What's up, Mike?
I guess I'll try and stay on topic.
Thank you.
Three topics going here. I got him fifth on my list for Super Bowl.
Okay.
And I got, you know, the Patriots, I got them ahead of them. I got honorable mention for the Colts, Ravens, Cowboys, Cards. Every game we're going to be holding our breath. That's just the way it's going to be.
Yeah.
How long can you hold your breath?
Don't try it.
But again, they're in a better situation. Well, again, we'll see how this all plays out. But if you go back to the last time they went to the Super Bowl, Mike, they had to win out the regular season just to get into the playoffs, and then they were on the road every game of that postseason in order to win it.
On the list. I'm not ruling them out.
Right. Yeah, I'm just saying. I mean, the road should be easier than it was the last time they went. Should be.
And real quick before I hang up, I see a stomach virus, a sore calf, or back spasms for Crosby.
Yeah, stomach virus is good. Yeah, I'm okay. You just woke up. Stomach don't feel well. Yeah. Yep.
NBA, I mean, LeBron didn't play Milwaukee. You know, what was it? Hammy issues. I mean, sometimes you got to bite the bullet and rest, guys.
Here we go.
Exactly. Rest.
There it is.
Rest.
Look at what the Brewers rested everybody. Look where that
You could do that with Crosby, Gary.
Too.
Mike, that's good. Mike, Gary, why doesn't LaFleur just say veteran rest?
No.
Can't play in the game. We're resting his leg. It's sore.
Stop.
Leg is sore. Can't kick.
No.
We're going to have to bring another kick. We're going to elevate our kicker, what's his name, off a practice squad and see what he can do.
No.
Why?
No. We're not doing all that, Steve. It's too much.
Trying to help.
Stop.
We're just trying to help.
Stop.
That's all. Just trying to help Mason Crosby get over this mental hurdle that he seems to have. We're just trying to help. Nobody's asking for him to be cut. Nobody's asking for anything of the sort. Just want him to be ready for the playoffs. And if getting an extra week off to clear your head, you know what?
You don't get an extra week off, dude. You work yourself through it.
No. You don't play against the Rams. You send him to Disney World for the weekend.
This is not baseball.
Go to Disney World, hang out with Mickey, refresh your brain, and come on back.
You know what you should do?
Same.
You know what you should do?
What?
I got an idea. Since you're inviting everybody to your house, won't you send a letter to the Packers and tell them let Mason Crosby come to your house for a week?
He can come watch a game with me.
Hang out with you for a week. Take him through all the Christmas trees.
Yep. Brilliant.
Get him in that spirit. Change his mind, thought.
Yes.
That's what you should do.
But he'd be away from his family. Then that's not going to be
He can bring his family. I think he got like 5 or 6 kids.
I do not have enough room.
He's got about 5 or 6
No,
kids.
I do not have enough room for that. Yeah. No, there is no palatial estate. No, it's very small. So, no, there's no.
Well, maybe he just needs a day to get away from the family.
Come hang out with the Christmas trees. Yeah. It'll put you
just
in a better frame of mind. Yes.
Now, we're going to have to do something with Finn,
so they play
put him in the room.
They play Sunday.
Yeah.
So he can come hang out Saturday.
Yes.
Come hang out Saturday.
Yeah.
Get your mind right for Sunday.
No, because we don't want him to play Sunday. So he could come Sunday.
Oh, and watch the game
and
by me?
Sit in there.
Oh.
Take it all in.
I was saying if you want to get his mind right before Sunday, maybe you come by out Saturday to get his mind right, and then he plays like you want.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But either way, the mind's got to get right. You agree with that?
Right, right.
The mental side of this has to be fixed.
Put him in
the
room.
Yeah, I'm telling you, Christmas trees fix all.
Put him in the room.
Are you still having dreams of a Super Bowl
for him have the remote.
The Packers?
Do
Van
you
Horn.
Have remotes for your trees?
No.
Okay.
The Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648. Experience online car buying on your terms with Van Horn Direct. I do have smart outlets, though. So
you
I gotta, just say, turn off got, lights and the Christmas trees
You got off. Breaking news there? Did you tell me that already to your left?
No. But that is, I told you about that earlier. There is a report out from a reporter, which nobody seems to believe should be listened to, that out of Illinois that says Matt Nagy will be let go after the Thanksgiving game against Detroit. But seemingly nobody's buying it.
Okay.
Most Bear fans say it's too good to be true. We're not buying it. And
no way.
Did you not hear what happened last night at the Bulls game?
No.
They were chanting fire Nagy at the Bulls game last night.
Oh, no, at the Bulls game?
Uh-huh.
Was he there?
I've got it saved. No.
They just
arbitrarily
did it.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's how much the man is disliked right now. And then I'm seeing somebody else on Twitter, Dyer Carragher, I think is how you pronounce his name, put a picture up of Mike Pettine and said, give him the job, you cowards, at the Bears. Meaning Mike Pettine, the head coach of the Bears, for the rest of the season and let him run things.
Oh, yeah, for the rest of the season. Yeah, he's the obvious choice. Or Leftwich may be in line for that job.
Leftwich isn't there. He's in Tampa.
For next year.
Oh, for next year. Yeah, who knows who gets the job for next year. All right, take a quick timeout, come back. Are you still having dreams of a Super Bowl for the Packers? Don't forget Corbin Burns, Brewers NL Cy Young pitcher, will join us coming up in the last hour of the show to lead off the last hour of the show.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You're listening to the Big Show Radio Network.
Wendy's Big Show, serving up hot and fresh. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler in the house as well. Not in the studio currently, but he will be here momentarily. He's in the building. Corbin Burns, Brewers NL Cy Young Award pitcher, will join us to lead off the last hour of the show. So we're about an hour and 20 minutes away or so from Corbin Burns joining us. Looking very, very forward to talking to Corbin Burns. The question on the table is still the same. Are you still having dreams of a Super Bowl for the Green Bay Packers? Van Horn direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648. You can also tweet us at Big Show Network. Chris in Brookfield, you're next on the Wendy's Big Show. What's going on, Chris?
Man, I don't think anything about Super Bowl, but I'm with Gary. It's 1,000% the defense. The defense is what kept us going. Sure, we lost to Kansas City, but the defense kept us in that game. That couple missed field goals and a couple of catches, and you're winning that game. I just really want to know, what is the truth on Za'Darius Smith? What is the truth on Jabari? What is the truth on Josh Myers? Did he actually tear a knee? Did he hurt a knee?
He's done.
Can we – Myers done?
Yeah, Josh Myers is done.
Well, they haven't said that.
Yeah, I don't
know. I haven't seen anything that said that.
I thought he just like sprained his knee. I didn't think he had surgery or anything,
no.
Did he?
Hold on.
I missed it. They haven't said anything about that, Steve. It's just kind of sitting there. They haven't said whether he's out for the season or not. Nothing.
And I agree with Gary. The offense, they've already played this game when Jenkins was out for two games. They've got experience of what they're at. Sure, they're missing Tonyan as a good blocking tight end. But you got Ray Lewis. You got Daphne. Daphne's a big boy. He can put some blocks in there.
Yeah, this says, I went back and looked at the story from Bill Huber, November 3rd. And at that point, Stanovich, offensive line coach, said the hope is Myers will be able to return this season after he had the surgery on his knee.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
And they didn't say, it's not an ACL. I didn't see anything like that.
No, it says Josh Myers recently had surgery on the knee injury sustained on the opening drive against Chicago on October 17th. For now, though, the position perhaps belongs to Lucas Patrick for the next several weeks, including the Week 5 game at Cincinnati, in which Myers was inactive with a finger injury. Patrick has been the center for most of the last 4 weeks.
So it sounds like there could be a scope to me.
But I haven't heard anybody bring up Josh Myers in any of these pressers.
No.
Unless I missed it. And if I did, I apologize. But yeah.
I really wish your insiders that you got up there would really dive into. I know 1265 is only going to give you this, that, and the other thing. But, gosh, I really would like to know what's going on with Zadarius. With all his little tweets, I'm back, blah, blah, blah.
Well, he was back. You know, he's in the city now rehabbing with the team versus rehabbing with home. That's what he meant by that. That did
Chris,
not mean he was going to play.
They're not going to tell you anything. Listen, they were sitting on his back to Ari News, and they knew about it. I mean, and none of the local guys got it. Who was it, Pelissero? Somebody else broke the news. Not anybody from.
No, it was Pelissero.
Yeah, not.
What's that tell you about our insiders when somebody national has to break the news and all the local guys don't know Jack Diddley?
But, Chris, it's that way across the country in all these markets. It's not just Green Bay that's happening. All of these guys talk to the Schefters, the Pelisseros, and the Ian Rappaports more than they talk to the actual local writers themselves. It's not a Green Bay thing. It's across the country. Thanks for the call. I mean, think about it. How many times have you seen on Twitter a story broken by a local beat writer in an NFL market?
It's always
by Pelissero, the national guys. Right. It's not a Green Bay thing. It's a national thing. It bugs Leroy Butler to death. But it's been that way in the NFL for a number of years where the local beat guys never break the stories, but it's always the national guys. The Schefters, the Pelisseros, the Ian Rappaports. It's not just Green Bay.
What's the other guy that's
Jay Glazer?
Glazer. I mean,
he doesn't break as many, but he does too.
But we know that Glazer was tied with McCarthy. I mean,
is positive, yes.
Well, we would go to – I mean, now, they had made a rule where you had to stand behind a white line there at practice.
Right.
Right? We would go to practice – everybody behind the white line but Jay Glazer.
He's
on the field.
He's out there on the field talking McCarthy or whoever.
No, that's not true.
He on the field.
That's not true.
What? Who's there? Somebody else?
Mike McCarthy. Let me and Gary come out there on the field.
Well, one time.
What? That? You said it
never. You never told me that.
Well, we didn't
have. We interviewed him.
Well, but a couple times we crossed the line. I mean, but I don't.
They let Gary do
I don't
want to
try to be that guy.
But you they
but
do.
You could have been that guy like Glazer.
Yeah, but I don't want to be that guy. Because then too many eyes on you.
Yes.
But then they tell Mike Clemens to get back and came.
Yeah, Mike got mad.
Mike did.
Oh, he didn't like that.
But he's a former player in the media. Yeah,
exactly.
Me and Tom talked about that today with Batiari. I say, you know, why didn't you get that story?
Exactly.
He goes, well, the agent. I said, well, didn't you call it? Everybody called the guy's agent. Didn't get it.
Agent gets to decide who he gets it to.
Yes.
Bim Yao.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Bim Yao. So I would think,
think about this, y'all.
Oh, go ahead.
So if you're an agent, right, for Bakhtiari.
Yes.
So I can tell Silverstein, okay, fine, so he gets to break a story. That's great.
Yeah, right.
Or Demoski or Wood or whoever.
Right.
Okay, fine.
Like Robert Tonyan, agent broke the knee.
Correct. Right. So you can do it that way.
Yep.
Or I can give it to a guy that's linked in on all the teams, mm-hmm. Schefter, Pelissero, Rappaport.
Yep.
And in exchange, later when I'm trying to figure out things for my player or teams that are looking for somebody or whatever else, I can get the insight back from these guys about, hey, man, I know you. They like your guy here, man. You can get this. Or, hey, this guy's going to sign this deal. You may want to wait here. I think it's a two-way street. I think these insiders help out these agents as much as these agents help out these insiders by sharing information with each other. But, and you don't get that from just the local guy. Local guy can help you with just Green Bay. Right. These national guys can help you with all the teams and give you the landscape for your clients.
I saw it.
That's
totally,
a big deal.
I saw it different. This is the way I see it. And I talked to Lee Rimmel about this. Lee Rimmel is our guy. He's our head of marketing. I said, because he taught me about the media.
PR.
Gary, he was like, if I went to him with a question, he had a good answer for me. I said, it's imperative that the fans in this state know what my thinking is. So when I signed my three-year deal extension for the transition player, Bob asked me, hey, man, you signed? Yeah, I signed 10 minutes ago. Bob posted, boom, gone. And then all the ESPN was writing letters to Lee Rimmel. Hey, why didn't you put that on a bigger, like Steve said, why didn't you put that? And Lee Rimmel said, Leroy ain't built like that. He thinks it's important to do it locally out, not out into the local guy. Because these guys work every single day.
They're there.
They're up there. They see practice. They know what's going on.
Yes. Yep.
Some guy sitting in New York should not have that. Right. That's the way I saw it. Yeah. So my agent would never do something that I didn't.
Did you have Buster?
No, of course not. Oh, okay. I had Gene Burroughs. Yeah. Kenny Burroughs.
Florida guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I only had one agent, one lawyer, and one marketing team. That was Joe Sweeney up here.
Mm-hmm. And now he's got an army of people.
I have.
Well, when you got that elite Vodka, you got to have a lot of
people.
Well, no,
I got millennials now. I got millennial
and the
people.
Brats.
The young
Brats.
Folk.
The Kroger,
like,
yeah.
They're like.
Anti-bullying campaigns. Yeah, got a bar group of those people. Yeah, man. Yeah.
Case in point.
And then he's got Franklin High School.
Yeah.
Hey, congratulations to them.
Yeah.
And got the butler for bullying.
My daughter is writing my documentary now. She's 21.
When you got generational money, you start hiring with inside your family.
No, when you don't have any money, you need to work with these folks.
No, and then you keep your family.
Plucker, they like to get money on the back end.
You know what about
y'all old folks want money
about
up front.
That, Leroy. Plucker, you know, you should redo your deal with Leroy about this Lee Vodka thing. I was just sitting here thinking about this because Gary's talking about this generational money with this Vodka. You should just tell Leroy you'll work for free. You just want to be in the will. Like, I mean,
he needs money, man. The will money ain't going to do him no good.
No, I don't know, man.
Then you're going to force Pluck to try to kill Leroy to get money.
I would never do that.
Pluck need money right now. He ain't worried about 15 years from now.
I want to create Pluck to make his own will.
Yeah.
That's
why you got to get it all
money.
Now.
You got to have money to have
but
a will.
He'll be a writer on the documentary, too.
Yeah.
But let the young folks see it differently and have it inside. That way, if you don't like these rules, get your own company.
It's the Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh, live from the Lakeland University Studios.
Ooh, Gary.
Border to border, the Big Show Radio Network.
Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh. Wendy knows a better breakfast starts with a better biscuit. That's why you can get a hot and buttery, so buttery, Wendy's breakfast biscuit with bacon or sausage, fresh cracked egg, and cheese for just $1. Get your Wendy's Buck Biscuit sandwich today. Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler is here as well, the two-time finalist for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. We have not talked to Leroy. We got like a minute left here. Leroy, do you take away the same thing about this scope being done for Bakhtiari's knee as Ross Tucker mentioned earlier that if you're having a scope after that procedure, that means something did not go right, and Ross Tucker's fear is this could become a thing where he has to continuously get scopes to maintain that knee now going forward for the next couple of years. That's Ross Tucker's fear. What about you?
I disagree slightly.
That's fine.
Every time you have surgery, this is normal to have a little cleanup. Sometimes you get scar tissue. Sometimes you get other things. You just need to break it off a little bit. And it is surgery. But because anytime they put you under is surgery. But this will actually make him come back quicker because they fixed the problem. I got a little something hung up in there. Let me look at it. Doc McKenzie is the best at that. He's the best. Scope it. He'll be back after the bye week. No problem.
All right, hope you're right.
Keep it moving.
Gary was looking. What game were you looking at? The Browns game on Christmas. You thought it would take that long to get back, right?
4 weeks.
Oh, that'd be a great Christmas
present. It's normally 4 weeks.
Four weeks.
Well, that's for normal people. For me, it was week.
Some
and
guys
a half.
Have come back in two. I've seen some guys done right, it too, well, but I don't know.
The Wendy's Jim Big Man. Show yeah. will be yeah. next. Back
bye,
next.
Bye.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.